Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Up from Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, what's the week been like as we inch our way towards this opening weekend here?
Well, looks like pretty nice weather here for the opener this weekend. I was out in Madison this week. We filmed the rest of that show with Larry Smith. We had that first portion. We did shore fishing, and then we did a boat segment here this week. And we were fishing shallow bays, and where the water was warm than the main lake. We found water pushing 60 degrees, and the fish were biting pretty good. But as this next week comes in, it looks like we're going to be into the 70s, which will make that water temp come up, and it should really get the fish chewing.
Awesome stuff here. So do you feel the buzz in your group of people, your circles about with the season officially opening here every year?
Yeah, it's definitely something I look forward to every year. It's sort of like Christmas morning in a way, how the opener is. If you really want to get out there and try your local lakes and fish the game fish, which opens and just opens up more opportunity.
Yeah, also it's funny, I was up in Oshkosh on Saturday and I drove across Highway 23, like kind of in the channel, the river right there. There were like hundreds of boats out there. Was there an event going on?
Yeah, there was, it was that AIM Walleye Series. They were based out of Winna County and they could fish all the way into Winnebago, up to Poygan, the Wolf River, really anywhere in that whole system. So yeah, there was a pretty good event. I think it was close to 100 boats were in that. And I was also, I did guide trips all weekend, and that was in the Madison chain. We did smallmouth bass and bluegills on the second day. But yeah, the fish were biting pretty good. It was a little tougher in the morning right away. But as the water temp come up, the fish there biting better.
All right. Anything else people should need to know about fishing before we let you tell us about Best Damn Guide Service?
Not really. Just looks like some pretty nice weather here this next week, and good time to get out and get after it.
Well, tell us about Best Damn Guide Service if people want to get give themselves, can I say, a time of their life fishing. Tell us what you offer.
Yeah. Well, I'll take you out for any species that you'd like to target. You can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Damn Guide Service.
All right, Pete, I appreciate all you do, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's head to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, finally here. We've been talking for the last, a couple of months. People are kind of in a holding pattern, but the season, I guess the full season officially open now. Is there a buzz down in Madison?
Oh, yeah, the big day is finally upon us, so everybody's getting excited. I know we've been working extra hard here at the shop, getting stuff out and make sure we're ready to roll for the big day. But, everybody's very excited. Although I do sort of feel like the opening day has sort of lost a little bit of its luster with the, early bass season that people can do. So there isn't really the excitement that there was 10 years ago or so. But it's still a very big day, and we're going to be very busy, I'm sure.
So what happened with the early bass season? Fill me in, because I'm not familiar.
Well, a few years back, they decided to allow catch-and-release bass fishing all year. So as soon as the ice goes out, you can get your boat out and you can start fishing for bass. You do have to let all of those fish go. But, back in the day, before that rule change, you could only fish for panfish right up until the opener. So people were chomping at the bit, ready to go, getting out there, chasing bass, walleye, pike, everything they could catch. And now it's the sort of the edge is taken off, I guess, a little bit, because people can get their fix by going out and catching bass. And of course, when you're fishing, at least in Madison, when you're fishing for bass, you're bound to catch some walleye, bound to catch some pike. And so I feel like a little bit of the hype has been lost, but it's still a big day for sure.
It is. So talk to anybody that was fishing in the last week, or what have you been hearing?
Yeah, fishing's been great around town. The panfish bite especially has been really good. All fish around town are up shallow right now because that's where the warmest water is. But the panfish bite in places like Monona Bay downtown has been great. Up here in Cherokee Marsh, anywhere you can find shallow water is good. Also, the catfish have started showing up here on the north side, which is always a big deal. Those are some giant fish that a lot of people like to chase. But yeah, the bass guys have been doing well, and they've been accidentally catching a bunch of walleyes and stuff, so people should be excited for Saturday. It's going to be a good day, I think.
And again, you mentioned you have full stock of everything people need to get out and celebrate this weekend with the weather. Looks like it's going to be solid as well with no rain.
Absolutely. Yep. We got everything anybody needs to get out on the water.
Tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle. How can they find your store? When are you open? And tell us about the fishing report you offer.
Yeah, we're at 1411 North Fort Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Troy and North Fort Drive. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and a quick jog off the interstate. We've got everything you need to get out on the water. Every week we do publish a weekly fishing report. So we do that on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop, and that's Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. But we also have the old school fishing hotline you can call in, and that number is 608-BIG-FISH-244-3474.
Pat, I appreciate all you do, Pat, at DNS Bait and Tackle. Thank you.
Thank you, Wade. You have a good weekend.
Let's turn our attention to fishtails in Fox Lake, where they're just as excited as everybody else for opening weekend. Dave, is that a fair assessment?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody coming into the bait shops, getting their bait now, and really excited about taking their boat out and being able to catch walleyes and pike. So, yeah, everybody's getting ready, including us.
Yeah, do you see more boats out in opening weekend, do you think, when it comes to the opener, the official opener, I guess?
Oh, yeah. It's like triple, at least. A lot of people won't even use their boats till then. So, yeah, I don't care what lake you're on. Usually it can be a zoo, but, I mean, that's what the opener's all about. So, and you can actually start fishing at midnight. So I know a lot of people that they go and start fishing at midnight, and by Saturday morning they're done. So, you know, you got all day for, you know, catching walleyes and stuff and doing whatever you got to do. But make sure you got a license. Make sure you got everything you need with you in the boat, because a lot of people get busted because their boats don't have life jackets or a throwable, or they forgot to put their fire extinguisher in there or whatever. Yeah, they check that. And the wardens will be out in force Saturday. So Just make sure you're ready to go.
You don't want to get a ticket on opening day, right?
No. And it's not cheap, any of them tickets like that. But, the weather looks really good. I'm pretty sure everybody will have a good opener. Stop in here and get your bait, get your license. We got everything you would need tackle-wise. So I'm excited. I go trout fishing, so that's a whole different game. But, me and the same guys for like 30 years, we go the same area fish and trout, and it's just fun as heck.
Is there any way to know year to year? You probably don't know, like, if you anticipate it's going to be a good year for, like, for the game fish, or are there any signs early on if you're going to have a good year, or is it just kind of a go with the flow week to week?
Well, I think the water temps have a lot to do with it. You know, if it's a cold spring, it might not be as active, but you know, water temps play a big part. If it's really a warm spring, they should be, you know, biting very, very good. Right now, our walleyes are done spawning, so the water temps are moving up, and it should be a very good opener. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, tell us about fishtails in Fox Lake.
Well, we're downtown Fox Lake by the river, and we are going to be open at 5 o'clock opening day. And we're normally open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday.
Dave, I appreciate all you do. Enjoy opening weekend, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we're going to bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, it's like Christmas morning for a lot of outdoorsmen, with this weekend being the official opening weekend. Do you always get that feel as well?
Absolutely. I mean, it's you know, it's something every angler looks forward to. You can go out, you can catch and keep game fish, you can, you know, fish for just about anything. But, you know, years past, you know, normally we go to Fox Lake or Big Green or something, and I'll be honest with you, it's kind of a zoo. I mean, everybody is out opening day. And for the last couple of years, I've picked a lot of, like, obscure lakes off the off the beaten path lakes are not as busy, and I find that I catch a lot more fish on the lakes when it's not 100 boats out there.
Do you know people when the weather's nice, if they'll actually go out at midnight and fish through the overnight just to really get things going because they can't wait?
You know, we were talking about that the other day, and I remember as a kid, my grandfather, I had a house on Little Green Lake, and at like 12 o'clock, there would be like 15 boats going out fishing for walleyes and muskies out on Little Green Lake. And now, you know, you just don't see that. There might be one guy out there, but, you know, it's not that big a deal. Guys are getting to the lake at like 6 in the morning and stuff. You know, it used to be, I think, a lot bigger deal than it is now going out at midnight.
It is, but, you know, you try to get things going, get the juices flowing. Hey, did you get fishing at all this week before the opener here?
I did. I was out almost every day. You know, sometimes Mother Nature, like today here, Thursday, it's raining pretty bad, and Monday the wind was blowing, but I've been out almost every day. I fished the first tournament of the year on Saturday. We caught a lot of fish, just not the winning fish. We were out Sunday, and I was out Tuesday, Wednesday. The water's really warming up. It's getting to be about 60 degrees. The walleyes are done spawning, but that means the bass are coming in. A lot of these bass we're catching are literally in 6 to 8 inches of water. I think with the warm weekend, I think they could be spawning by mid next week. I really do.
Hey, what tournament were you in last Saturday?
It was the 35th annual Fall River Open. It was out on Lazy Lake in Fall River. It was started by a bunch of old firemen 35 years ago, and I've probably fished 30 out of the 35. It's the kind of deal. It's kind of the same group of guys. It's a big fish tournament. You're going for the big fish. They have an 18-inch size limit as well. Mm-hmm. There were 7 legals caught. We didn't catch any legals, but we caught a ton of fish.
Well, if people want to catch a ton of fish and catch a lot of legals, they get help by using Raw Bass Customs, can't they? Tell us about your lures, what you offer, and where people can find them.
Well, right now it's funny. I painted Monday and Tuesday. I got a lot of special orders for the opener. A lot of guys want these special colors. I don't know why they didn't come up with this 2 weeks ago or a month ago instead of 3 days ago. But anywho, my baits are available at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, Stew's in Partyville, M&M Tackle in Portage, and Dick Smith's in Pewaukee. You can't miss them. There's a bright green, lime green label on the side. It says Raw Bass Customs, and there's probably 70 different kinds hanging on the shelves.
Awesome stuff. And if somebody's looking for a guiding trip this summer, are you still booking trips?
I am. Actually, I have quite a few in the next 2 weeks. A lot of guys want to get out. I know there's a couple of new people out here on Fox Lake, just bought houses. They called me up. They want to learn the lake, and what a better way to do it. I supply everything but food and drink, and you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467.
All right. Enjoy opening weekend, Rick, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Sounds
good. Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.